This is the Wikipedia page for involuntary servitude. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Vernado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. Subscribe. We wouldn't want to have to involuntarily make you have servitude. Well, I mean, I got to be honest, that threat of slavery was pretty thin. This is our current events episode. As some of you know, not all of the states in the United States agree that there should be no slavery ever. Anyway, so...
Because of the prison industrial complex.
Because of the what?
The prison industrial complex.
What does that mean specifically? Do you have more information?
Meaning that we put people in prison and make them do labor as a form of slavery for little to no pay. And we keep them in prison in order to keep that cheap labor.
Okay. Is that what the prison industrial complex means?
I mean, that was a shortened version of it, but like, yeah.
You're pretty sure?
No, I'm sure of this.
Okay, got it.
A brief version.
Got it. All right, you got it. I'm okay. Down.
Let's do this.
Involuntary servitude. Involuntary servitude, or involuntary slavery, is a legal and constitutional term for a person laboring against that person's will to benefit another under some form of coercion to which it may constitute slavery. While laboring to benefit another occurs also in the condition of slavery, involuntary servitude does not necessarily connote the complete lack of freedom experienced in chattel slavery. Involuntary servitude may also refer to other forms of unfree labor. Involuntary servitude is not dependent upon compensation or its amount.
Jurisdictions. Malaysia. The Constitution of Malaysia, Part 2, Article 6, states, 1. No person shall be held in slavery.
2. All forms of forced labor are prohibited, but Parliament may by law provide for compulsory service for national purposes.
3. Work incidental to the serving of a sentence of imprisonment imposed by a court of law shall not be taken to be forced labor within the meaning of this article.
4. Whereby any written law, the whole or any part of the functions of any public authority is to be carried on by another public authority for the purpose of enabling those functions to be performed, the employees of the first mentioned public authority shall be bound to serve the second mentioned public authority, shall not be taken to be forced labor within the meaning of this article, and no such employee shall be entitled to demand any right from either the first mentioned or the second mentioned public authority by reason of the transfer of his employment. Wow, the person who wrote number 4 really went overboard. You know, like everybody else is like, I got it in a sentence or two, and the other person who wrote 4 was like, I got a sentence, but it's huge.
Yeah, I was about to say, maybe I'm just really stupid, but I did not understand any of that.
Why can't both be true?
Philippines. The Constitution of the Philippines, Article 3, Section 18, states that no involuntary servitude in any form shall exist except as a punishment for a crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted.
The United States. United States. Wikimedia Commons has media related to U.S. Department of Justice Circular Number 3591 regarding involuntary servitude, slavery, and peonage. The 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution makes involuntary servitude illegal under any U.S. jurisdiction, whether at the hands of the government or in the private sphere, except as punishment for a crime. Quote,
neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction.
The Supreme Court has held in Butler v. Perry, 1916, that the 13th Amendment does not prohibit enforcement of those duties which individuals owe to the state, such as services in the army, militia, on the jury, etc. Onerous long-term alimony and spousal support orders premised on a proprietary interest retained by former marital partners in one another's persons have also been allowed in many states, though they may in practice embody features of involuntary servitude. Wiki listeners, You can help support us by listening to this quick message while you try to make sense of the fact that involuntary servitude is allowed under imprisonment around the world.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. Hope you recovered after Rachel bummed everybody out. Let's get back to it, shall we?
I'm ready to get bummed.
Other interpretations of involuntary servitude. Military conscription. The Libertarian Party of the United States and other libertarians consider military conscription to be involuntary servitude in the sense of the 13th Amendment. The U.S. Supreme Court disagreed with that interpretation in Arver versus United States, relying on text of Article 1 and the prerequisites of sovereignty.
It never fails to blow my mind how similar libertarianism and leftism can be.
I've never examined them or compared them, really.
Compulsory schooling. Some libertarians consider compulsory schooling involuntary servitude. John Taylor Gatto, a retired school teacher and libertarian activist critical of compulsory schooling, writes of what he terms the cult of forced schooling. Many libertarians consider income taxation a form of involuntary servitude. Republican Congressman Ron Paul has described income tax as a form of involuntary servitude and has written, "Things like selective service and the income tax make me wonder how serious we really are in defending just basic freedoms." Ah, see, yes, that is very different from leftism.
Do you know how, like, if you are running a household and it's a democracy, children don't usually get a vote? You know, like a real vote.
Yes, and this sounds just like a child saying, "I don't want to go to school."
That's not my point, but yeah, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. But what I was saying is that the reason that children don't get a vote, though, is because they don't have all the information or don't understand what's really going on. And that's the reason. And they also don't have the capacity to make some decisions.
Mm-hmm.
That is true for so many voters in the United States. That's all. Just saying.
Getting ready for some Wiki Listen hate.
Abortion rights.
Oh, no.
Some have also argued that should Roe v. Wade 410 U.S. 113 1973 be overturned by the United States Supreme Court, a constitutional right to abortion could still be sustained on the basis that denying it would subject women to involuntary servitude contrary to the 13th Amendment. In 1975 and 1993, the Supreme Court rejected such an argument. Differing views have been expressed as to whether the argument is so unpersuasive as to be frivolous. One major difficulty with the argument relates to the claim that pregnancy and childbearing are within the scope of the term servitude.
Law and economics. In contract theory, researchers have studied whether workers should be allowed to waive their right to quit work, or whether the right to quit should be inalienable. Suppose that at date one, a worker voluntarily signs a labor contract according to which the worker has to perform a task at date two. At date two, the worker no longer wants to perform the task. See the English contract law case Lumley versus Wagner for a classic example. Would it be a form of involuntary servitude if the worker were forced by the courts to fulfill the contractual duties? Moeller and Schmitz, 2021, have shown that from an economic efficiency point of view, in a static setting, it can indeed be desirable to restrict the freedom of contract by making the right to quit inalienable. However, they also show that in a dynamic setting, even the worker can be strictly better off when it is possible to contractually waive the right to quit.
So, what is the name of the show where the women all are forced to have babies and they're dressed in red? What's the name of that show?
I forget. I read like the first half of the book as well.
Right. That is exactly what the abortion rights argument reminded me of.
Interesting.
I forget what the name of the show is, sadly.
That is quite sad.
This has been the Wikipedia page for involuntary servitude.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen. Except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your unwillingness or willingness to work.
Right on. And if there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it.